trodden shall be an inheritance to you and to your children forever.
因为这边神应许说，你脚所踏之地定规要归给你和你的子孙。
So when anyone else fall in the wilderness,
所以当其他人在旷野里面倒下去
，Not Caleb.
不是迦勒。
Because the word of God, God definitely will keep him alive.
因为神说他要让他
神一定让他活着。So how do we know?
我们如何知道呢
？Now verse 10,
第十节。
He said, "Now behold."
他说，看呐。
The Lord has let me live.
他说，神让我活。
Just as He spoke.
就好像他所说的。
These 45 years.
耶和华照他所应许的使我存活这四十
年。Do you see that, brothers and sisters?
我们看见吗
？He doesn't have to worry how long he's going to live.
他不需要担心他能够活多久。
As long as he is more noble than other brothers.
只要他比他的众弟兄更尊贵。
As long as he's an overcomer.
只要是他是得胜者。
Now, brothers, is God already promised?
弟兄姊妹，神已经应许。
God has to keep His word.
神要不能与自己背约。
So you see, Caleb doesn't have to worry every day.
所以我们看到说，迦勒并不需要每一天都担心。
You see that?
我们看见
吗？ Now when you go to a doctor today,
当我们当你今天到医生那
里 ，they will give you a whole bunch of numbers there.
他们要给你一大堆数字。
Now your cholesterol is too high, or this is too much.
他会说你的胆固醇太高或太低。
Now you shouldn't eat this, you shouldn't eat that.
你要吃这个，不能吃那个。
I'm afraid that one day we have to start to death.
有一天我们可能会饿死。
Because we have nothing to eat, think about it.
因为我们什么东西都不能吃。
If you really believe those numbers,
若是你真的相信这些数字的
话 ，No, those numbers are useful.
这些数字是
用的。Those numbers only serve as an index. That's all.
这些数字只是一些
指标。So my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Don't go to extreme.
不要到极端。
Don't worry too much.
也不要担心太多。
The important thing is,
重要的是什么
？You don't. Your life is not according to those numbers.
你的生命不是根据这些指标
It is according to the word of God.
而是根据神的话
So that's why you could say, Now behold, the Lord has let me live just as he spoke these 45 years.
他说看啊神耶和华照他所应许的使我存活这四十年
From the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses,
自从耶和华对摩西说这些
话 When Israel walked in the wilderness,
期间以色列在旷野行走
And now behold,
现在看啊
I'm 85 years old today.
现今我八十五岁了。
I think many of us one day will say that verse if the Lord give us the mercy.
所以我相信有一天我们要这么说，若是神对我们有恩典。
But I'm not sure we are going to utter the words of verse 11.
但是我不确定我们是不是要说第十一节。
You know how Caleb says?
你知道说耶稣啊，
I'm still as strong as today as I was in the days Moses sent me.
他说我还是强壮像摩西。打发我出去那天一
样。And my strength was then, so my strength is now for war and for going out and coming.
无论是征战是出入，我的力量那是如何，现在还是如何。
He is indeed different than other brothers.
他的确是与众弟兄不同。
If you meet some brother already 85 years,
若是你遇见一个已经八十五岁的弟兄
，He looked just like 40 years.
他就像看起来像四十五岁。
I think you definitely ask, what did you eat?
你一定会说你吃什么
？You must have some secret. How come it's like this?
你一定说一定有些秘诀，为什么你会这样子呢
？Now we have a sister, you know.
我们有一个姊妹
travel with us in Turkey.
与我们一同到土耳其。
And then she make a comment.
然后她就说
，I always use certain kind of soap to wash my face.
她说我用一种特别的肥皂来洗我的脸。
And actually, when she talked, she make the comment in front of that the local soap, some kind of soap.
她是
，Yeah, when she make that comment.
她当她这么说。
And actually, they were in the shop that sell some kind of soaps.
她是在那个一个商店，是专门卖这个肥皂。
So when she made that comment, immediately sister spread the rumor. They all tried to get the soap.
当她这么说的时候，就有一个谣言在传，所以大家都要买这个肥皂。
So brothers and sisters, if someone can tell us the secret.
或是有人可以告诉我们这个秘诀。
While he is 85, but just look like a 40.
就是他已经八十五岁，但仍然看起来像四十岁。
A brother, sister.
弟兄姊妹们。
Now Caleb indeed is something very different.
迦勒的确是不一样，吃了什么不一样。
He indeed eat something different.
他一定是吃了一些不同的东西。
You remember what did he eat?
我们知道说他是吃了什么。
Then when we come to the verse and verse 12.
当我们在第十二节。
He now then give me this mountain about which the Lord spoke in that day.
所以你将耶和华那日应许我的这山给我，山地给我。
Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Here is a person who already 85 years old.
他已经八十五岁了。
He said, "Give me that mountain."
他说，求你给我这个山地。
Now sometimes we will puzzle when we read this portion of the Bible.
有时候当我们读到这一段经节的时候。
Now if Caleb a little younger.
若是约书亚啊加勒年轻。
Just 40 years younger.
啊四十多岁。
He could face the mountain.
他可以看这个山。
He said, "Give me this mountain."
他说给我这个山。
Actually, where the giants live.
啊就是那巨人所住的地方。
So remember, the people dare not to go because they worry, they are afraid of those giants.
啊那些人不敢去那边，因为他们
Because the giants will swallow them.
那些巨人要吃掉他们。
Do you see that?
我们看见吗？
But it was Caleb said, "No, we should go."
但是是加勒说不，我们要去。
We definitely will overcome.
我们的确是要征战。
We will swallow that will those who will swallow us.
我们要吃吞那些要吃吞我们的人。
So brothers and sisters, that's the food.Of Caleb.
这个就是加勒的食物。
While he was 85 years old,
当他八十五岁的时候
he still can wish a wish.
他仍然能许一个愿。
He sometimes we say it's too late.
有时候我们说太迟了。
You should do that 50 years ago.
你需要在五十年以前。
When you are young,
当你还在年轻的时
候。When you are full of energy,
当你还是充满活力的时候。
But brothers, sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
do you see that?
我们看见吗？
That's why he is different from he distinguished from all the other brothers.
这是就是他与众弟兄分别的地方。
So he said, "Give me that this mountain."
所以他说，将这个山地给我。
Now, brothers and sisters, what was the result?
这个结果是什么呢?
The result, he really conquered that mountain.
这个结果就是他已经征战那个山。
Now, brothers,
弟兄们,
what does that mean?
这意思
是什么? He swallowed those who want to swallow him.
就是他吃吞了那些要吃吞他的人。
You see, brothers,
弟兄们,
today many environments try to swallow us.
今天许多环境要吃吞我们。
Our disease try to swallow us.
有些疾病要吃吞我们。
Sometimes we have no hope.
有时候我们没有希望。
Sometimes we have no future.
有时候我们没有前途。
And now, brothers, we always suffer defeat.
我们常常是被
Just like those people of Israel.
就好像那些以色列人。
They had a riot. They want we want to go home. We want to go home.
当一些有征战的时候，他们就要回家。
They don't want to go on anymore.
他们不要再往前。
How often we are just like that?
有时候，常常时候我们就好像。
Then end up wandering in the wilderness.
然后我们就在旷野里面行走。
Caleb was different.
加勒不同。
He has a different spirit.
他有不同的灵。
He said, "Give me this mountain."
他说，给我这个山。
Brothers,
弟兄们,
now you understand.
我们现在明白了,
the prayer of Caleb,
这是加勒的祷告,
is as beautiful as prayer of Jabez.
就好像亚比斯的祷告一样美丽,
because they were in the same chapter of chapter 4 of First Chronicle.
因为他们都是在历代志上第四章的祷告,
but something interesting.
但是一件有趣的事,
when he prayed that prayer, when he was 85,
他已经八十五岁了,
finally,
最后,
he conquered that piece of land.
他就战胜那块地。
And then Bible said,
然后圣经就说
Joshua bless him,
神那他就
and give Hebron to Caleb the son of for an inheritance. 第十三节
啊，第十三节就是耶稣亚啊加勒啊祝福啊加勒就将希伯伦给他为业。
Now, brothers and sisters,
啊弟兄姊妹
something you have to remember, Hebron is just that mountain.
希伯伦就是那个山。
Mountain in the Bible always speaks of difficulties.
啊，山在圣经里面总是受到是困难。
Suffering, afflictions.
这是一些困苦。
But brothers,
弟兄姊妹
here you discover, you know, and this mountain means the giants will dwell there.
这山就是讲了说那些巨人住的地方。
Now, brothers,
弟兄
by yourself, you'll be swallowed.
若是你自己一个人，你会被吃吞。
But no, give me that mountain.
他说将那个山地赐给我。
When younger people already suffer the defeat.
当那些年轻的人已经失败
This old man
这个年老的
Already 85 years old
已经八十五岁
He said give me that mountain
他说将那个山给我
Finally
最后
Hebron belonged to Caleb
最后啊，希伯伦就属于加勒
You know what is Hebron
我们知道什么是希伯伦呢
We know that Canaan is the land of milk and honey
我们知道啊，加啊
迦南乃是牛奶与蜜之地。But that Hebron, brothers and sisters,
但弟兄啊，希伯伦
is the cream of that land.
就是那个地方的啊的牛油。
It's 牛奶与蜜之地，是精华。Now it is the Canaan of Canaan.
是啊，迦南的迦南。
Or Canaan in Canaan.
或者迦南在迦南的迦南。
You see, brothers.If the whole Canaan represents the will of God,
若是整个迦南是代表神的旨意
then Hebron represents the best of the will of God.
那希伯伦就代表说是神旨意最好的。
Sometimes we have second best of the will of God.
有时候我们有神赐好的旨意。
But remember,
但是
what we want is the first best.
但是我们所要的是那最好
的。The best
of
the will of God.
So you see, brothers and sisters, all the people of Israel will have the land. As their inheritance. Brothers and sisters. Yes, Caleb also has inheritance. But don't forget, Hebron is different. Everyone has inheritance because they were born into one tribe. If you belong to the tribe of Judah, either you fight or not fighting, as long as you belong to this tribe, the inheritance is yours. Do you see that? Thank the Lord. After we believe in the Lord Jesus, because we have the life of Christ, for sure we have Christ as our inheritance. But Hebron is a little bit much more. You see, if Caleb lived in the territory of Judah,
若是加勒, 是住在犹大的,
because he belonged to the tribe, he definitely has his own border. He definitely has his territory. That's what he has. But brothers and sisters, let us remember, he said, enlarge my border. How could you do that?
你要如何做呢?
Thank the Lord.
感谢主,
give me that mountain.
就是将那个山给我,
do you see that?
看见吗?
So when Caleb received Hebron,
当加勒拿到希伯伦,
remember, this is not just inheritance.
这不是只是产业,
this is also a reward.
这而是一个奖赏,
so that's very different.
这是非常不同的,
that's why Hebron represents, Hebron means our fellowship. Our fellowship with God. We are having fellowship of Christ Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, now this is our reward.
这就是我们的,
now, when you have a reward, it means that you already enlarge your body. So, brothers and sisters, when Jabez said, enlarge our border,
当亚比斯说,
my border,
扩充我的境界,
what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
Give me that mountain.
就是给我这个山,
you see, brothers?
所以我看见,
now, we already inherit Christ. We already have Christ as our inheritance.
我们已经有基督成我们产业,
because of life.
因为这个生命,
because of our faith.
因为我们的信,
but on the other hand,
但另外一方面,
we are called to be overcome. Being an overcomer, now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
then you discover our territory is enlarged. You remember the story of Paul.
我们记得,
I think his work on earth,
我想他,
his ministry on earth,
他在地上只是,
reached the top while he was in Ephesus.
当就是他在以弗所,
now either when we talk about his either his ministry or his fruit or his revelation,
或者是他的, 执事, 或者是他的启示,
now we know he already reached the top. So Bible told us,
所以圣经告诉我们,
and he said, I won't go to Rome.
他说我要到罗马去,
so it was in Ephesus Paul said, I want to go to Rome.
是他在以弗所说, 以弗所是, 他说我要到罗马去,
why?
为什么呢?
Because when Jesus died for us on the cross,
因为当耶稣为我们在十字架上,
and you see a plate there with three languages,
我们看到说有一个牌子, 有三个语言,
you have Hebrew, Latin and Greek.
你有希伯来文, 拉丁文, 还有, 希腊文.
So political world and religious world and cultural world crucify our Lord on the cross.
所以就是政治, 文化的, 还有世界的,
but
when
the Lord is lifted up,
当我们的主被抬起来的时候,
now his gospel will reach every corner of the world.
他的福音就要达到世界每一个角落,
so brothers,
弟兄们,
now he said, I want to see Rome.
他就说我要去罗马,
why?
为什么呢?
Now you know that he wants to reach that part of the world,
因为他要,
and bring the good news to that part of the world. But brothers,
等弟兄,
think about it.
想一想,
and that's his wish.
这是他的愿,
he wants to go to Rome.
他要到罗马去,
we knew that that happened in Ephesus.
我们知道这个是他在以弗所,
then he moved from there to Macedonia.
然后他从那边到, 马,
and then later to Corinth.
然后到哥林多,
then he wrote a letter to Romans.
然后他就写信给罗马,
and that's why we have Romans.
这就是为什么说我们有罗马书信,
and then in that letter,
在那个书信里,
he said, how many times I wish to be with you.
他说多少次我想要与你们谈判。
But there are still many hindrances.
但仍然有许多困难。
You see, brother, now he come back to Corinth again.
所以当他回到哥林多的时候
，most likely he want to go to Rome by that time.
他在那个时候实在是想到罗马。
Because Corinth is a city of two harbors.
因为哥林多是两个海
航海那个城。海港的
海港的城
，So you see, you have two harbors there.
还有两个航
Now the eastern harbor will take you to Ephesus.
右边的海港要带你到以弗所。
Northern harbor will take you to Italy.
在北边的海港要带你到意大利。
That's where Priscilla and Rebecca came from.
这就是亚
Priscilla, 百吉拉，百吉拉来的地方。So because of that, he definitely wished to go to Rome.
所以他就为什么要到罗马去
？But somehow he has a problem.
但是他有个问题。
We don't know what other problem.
不知道什么是问题。
But he really wanted to go to see Rome.
但他实在是想到罗马。
And more than that,
不仅如此。
In that letter, he told us.
在这个书信上告诉。
He not only wanted to go.
他不仅要去。
He also want. He said, "I will come in joy."
他说我要在喜乐里
欢欢喜喜的去。Now, brothers and sisters, that's his wish.
这是他的愿。
That's his prayer.
这是他的祷告。
He said, "I want to come joyful, enjoy."
他说我要欢欢喜喜的来。
Now, brothers, something very interesting.
非常有趣的。
Because he was the man who abided in Christ.
因为他是住在基督
的人。And the word of Christ abided in him.
基督的话也住在他里面。
So he wished a wish.
所以他有一个愿
，Because God's desire is the gospel will reach the end of the earth.
因为神的愿就是福音要广传到世界。
His heart was painful.
他的心是这么痛苦。
Because he said, "From now, I have no place to preach anymore."
因为他说从今以后我没有地方可以
传福音了。That's why he made. That's what he made the comment in book of in Romans chapter 15.
所以他在罗马书第十五章说。
I remember another person said almost the same thing.
我几乎记得有另外一个人说同样的话。
That was Alexander the Great.
就是亚历山大。
And you remember after he conquered the world at that time.
我们记得说当他征服世界。
And he wept in the tent.
他就在他的殿宇里面哭。
And his 在那个帐篷里面。And then his general asked him.
他的将军就问他。
Why you weep?
为什么你要哭泣呢？
He said, "I weep because from now on there will be no more world to be conquered."
因为他说我哭泣是因为从今以后没有世界任何一个地方我可以再征服了。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹。
So then, when Paul said that in Romans chapter 15,
当保罗在罗马书第十五章这么。
Now he say almost the same thing.
他几乎是说同样的话。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们。
He want to go to Rome.
他希望到罗马。
He really prayed.
他实在是祷告。
Enlarge my border.
他说扩充我的疆界。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
The Lord answered his prayer.
主答应他的祷告。
The Lord granted him what he requested.
主将他所要求的给他。
He ended up in Rome.
他就到了罗马。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是很美丽呢？
But on the other hand.
但另外一方面。
God did not answer his prayer.
神并没有答应他。
Why?
为什么呢？
He said, "I will come with joy."
他说我要欢欢喜喜的来。
But actually, he came with the chain.
但事实上他是带着手链来。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
how do you understand this?
我们如何明白这样子？
If you know what is spiritual lesson,
若是我们知道什么是属灵的功课，
now, brothers,
现在记住，
remember,
请记住，
and God never made mistake.
神从来不犯错。
God indeed.Grant him what he requested.
神实在是答应他所要求的。
Do you want joy?
你要喜乐吗？
I really give you joy.
我就给你喜乐。
But that joy is not in the earthly level.
但那个喜乐不是属地的。
That joy is the heavenly level.
那个喜乐是属天的。
So, brothers and sisters, in the beginning, Paul must be very depressed.
在开始的时候，保罗可能非常气馁。
When he was with chain,
当他是带着枷锁。
Almost someone already paralyzed.
似乎是已经瘫痪了。
So because of that, you see, he must be very, very depressed.
所以我们相信他那时候非常的。
The Lord already answered my prayer.
神已经听我的祷告。
Finally, I come to Rome.
我终于来到罗马。
I want to come to Rome free-handed.
我要自由的来到罗马。
But unfortunately, I come here with chain.
但是我确实带着枷锁来。
I want to go to Rome with joy.
我要来欢欢喜喜的来到罗马。
Now, brothers,
弟兄们
，as if God did not answer his prayer.
就好像神没有听他的祷告。
But brothers,
但弟兄们，
when he wrote Philippians,
当他写腓立比书，
thank the Lord,
感谢主。
Now he understands.
你现在明白了。
And God granted him what he requested.
神实在是加给他所要求的。
God was teaching him what is joy.
神教他什么是喜乐。
When he was in prison,
当他在监狱里，
he could write a letter.
他可以写一封信。
Rejoice again, I say rejoice.
他说啊，喜乐要常常喜乐。
Brother, this is
弟兄姊妹们。
He learned a joy.
他就学习了喜乐。
That this world will never give.
就是这世上没有办法给你的。
Do you see that?
我们看见吗
？How the Lord answered his prayer.
神是怎么样子答应他的祷告
？His border, he's enlarge my border.
他说扩充我的境界。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
How Holy Spirit really enlarge the border of.
神是怎么样子啊？扩充保罗的境界。
My brother and sister,
弟兄姊妹们
，This is the prayer of Jabez.
这个就是亚比斯的祷告。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
This unfinished prayer.
是一个没有结束的祷告。
Are we willing to learn such a prayer?
我们是不是愿意来学习这样祷告
？All we need is this.
我们所需要就是。
Don't worry about whether you are more noble or more distinguished. That's a different story.
啊，不需要你想你是不是比较尊贵的。
Just abide in Christ.
只要住在基督里。
Let the word of Christ abide in you.
让基督的话存在你心里。
Brother and sister, you learn to take God's will as your will.
你将神旨意当做你的旨意。
God's love as your love.
神的爱当做你的爱。
Be united with Him.
你与他联合在基督里。
So, brother and sister,
弟兄姊妹们
when you live such a wonderful life,
当你过这样子的一个
do you understand?
美丽的生活
all you seek is the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
你所追求就是他的国和他的义。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄
you still can pray.
你仍然可以祷告。
He indeed pray, I will come in joy.
你的确可以祷告说我是欢欢喜喜来。
In the beginning, you thought He did not answer.
你在开始你可能想说他没有应许。
Yes, God did not answer our prayer according to our level.
没有错，神没有听我们的祷告，是按照我们的层次。
He want to lift us up，
他要将我们提高
to a higher level，
到一个更高的境界。
This called spiritual ascendancy，
这个就叫
属灵的升高。
升高。
My brother and sister，
弟兄姊妹们
，May the Lord teach us how to pray。
愿主教导我们如何祷告。
And then you will be released, you'll be delivered from all the situations。
你就要从许多的环境里面拯救出来。
Nothing will touch you anymore。
没有任何一件事可以在
Now we don't go to extreme.
我们不愿意走到极端。
You still have to observe carefully those numbers doctor has given to you.
我们仍然要小心，就是医生给你那些数字。
But this is only index.
但是这只是一个指标。
God used that to teach us some lesson.
神用这些来教导我们
的功课。Everything will draw you more closer to Christ.
每一件事都要把我们带到基督里更近。
Sometimes close cholesterol is higher.
有时候。
胆固醇高了一点，
有时候胆固醇高。
Now yes, you should learn how to, you should learn to deny yourself.
你必须要知道怎样舍己。
Now that's part of the training also.
这是训练的一部分。
But on the other hand,
换一句话
，That means you ought to learn more depend on the Lord.
但是你也必须要学如何更依靠我们主。
When all the number within the normal limit, you don't trust the Lord anymore.
当所有的指标都是在正常的时候，你就不相信。
But brother and sister, that number can vary.
这个数字可以改变
Very easily.
非常容易
So my brother and sister, let us remember how to abide in him.
让我们学习怎么样子住在他里面
Don't worry about tomorrow.
不要为明天担忧
Only thing you worry is your worriness.
你所忧虑就是你的忧虑
So brother and sisters, rejoice always.
就常常喜乐
I say again, rejoice.
我再说要喜乐
Thank the Lord.
感谢主
This is the prayer of Jesus.
这就是亚比斯的祷告。
Let's have two or three brothers lead us in prayer.
让我们有两三位弟兄姊妹带我们祷告。